A little-known act. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I saw a headline about the Electoral Count Act of 1887, and it said, quote, "The little-known act could give Donald Trump 4 more years." There's that phrase again, little-known act. We do pass a lot of laws, and my guess is 99% of them would qualify as little-known. I'm not saying that's necessarily bad. For example, there was a, quote, little-known clause in the COVID Act, which allows college students to collect unemployment. That's good. And it was the little-known Defense Production Act, which got companies to make more protective equipment. That's also good. But in the case of this little-known Election Act from 1887, some senators are planning to use it to exclude the electoral votes of 5 states from the formal count on January 6th. This is a process known as a coup by everybody except the politicians trying to pull it off, who see it as simply following a little-known act. But it's wrong to use a little-known act to subvert an election. Subverting an election should require a well-known act. That's why I hope the next Congress will take a really close look at these little-known acts and get to know them better, so that if they're good little-known acts, we can publicize them and use them more often, and if they're bad little-known acts, they can be repealed before someone actually manages to undermine our little-known Constitution. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.